Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp has answered Lum's call for help and has volunteered to contact Mabel Melrose to attempt to talk her out of marrying Lum, even though she was the winner of Abner's war bond contest to find a wife for his partner and war-saving staff co-chairman. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone.
Yes, Mom. I'll tell you, just a minute, I'll check on that, Lum.
Yeah.
Here's another one asking when the wedding's going to be.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Why can't folks mind their own business?
Well, Lum, now they figure they all help elect a wife for you, so they think they ought to know about the wedding.
Well, tell them there ain't going to be none. No, you can't do that, because then they'll think the whole contest was a fake.
Yeah, you can't do that. I'll just tell her that the date has been set yet.
Yeah, tell her that, yeah.
Hello, Miss Goshen. Why, the date ain't been set yet. No, Mom. Uh-huh. Yeah, not at all. Goodbye.
Grannies, I wish they'd stop calling up here. I'm getting sick and tired of it. Why women folks has got so much curiosity in them, I'll never know.
Well, now, Lum, it's just natural that they'd be interested in this. You know yourself, everybody in this town's been wondering for years when you're going to get married.
I know that, but why do they do it? Why can't they leave me alone?
Well, I don't know. I reckon they just like you so much, they all admire you and think you'd make a good husband, I reckon.
Well, they're wrong there. I'm the natural-born bachelor type.
Yeah, huh?
That's the type I'm going to keep on being, too. I hope.
Well, now, how do you think you're going to get out of marrying Mabel Melrose, Lum?
Well, that's what Squire Skimp's attending to now.
Is he going to get you out of it?
Well, he's having a talk with Miss Melrose this morning.
He is, huh?
And he's going to find out just how determined she is to go through with this and all that.
Well, now, Lum, she's all set to marry. You know that. She wouldn't have come all the way here to Pine Ridge if she weren't aiming on marrying you.
Yeah, but you know Squire. He can talk a buddy out of might not anything.
Yeah, well, he might can. He's a smooth talker. I'll say that fine.
And he'll more than likely sell her a couple of insurance policies to boot. No, I ain't worried about that much. The thing that bothers me is how are we going to explain this to the folks out there?
Yeah. They're all expecting you to marry the winner of the contest, Lum.
Maybe Squire will have some idea on that, too.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lum, wait a minute. I know we can say that Miss Melrose taking one look at you and called the whole thing off.
Yeah. Hey, Grannies, we could do that,
why, sure. That he'll understand.
Why, wait a minute, though.
Huh?
What do you mean, taking one look at me and call the whole thing off?
Well, I mean...
That's an insult.
Huh?
Besides that, nobody would believe it.
They wouldn't, huh?
Why, of course not. You know good and well no woman could ever turn down a chance to marry a fella like me.
Well, women folks has all managed to turn you down for I don't know how many years now, Lum.
Yeah, but that...
Anyways, all of them that you ever been in love with, they've found a way to turn you down.
Yeah, but that was different.
What, huh?
Besides, there's a manpower shortage right now.
Oh, yes, they get scarce enough, you'd have a chance, I reckon.
What do you mean by that remark?
I don't know what I mean.
I don't think you do either.
Oh?
We'd never get away with telling the folks that Mabel Melrose turned me down, I know that. They're way yonder too smart for that.
Dog, it just looks like you're going to have to marry her then.
Abner, don't say such a thing. Don't even think it.
Well, I don't know what else you're going to do, Lum. And now that I think about it, it might be a pretty good idea, too.
Good idea?
Yes, sir.
Abner Peabody, I thought you was a friend of mine.
I am, Lum. You're a true friend, but I was just thinking about our next war bond stunt. Now, if the contest is over, well, we got to study up some other ways to keep the bond campaign going.
Well, natural. What's that got to do with me marrying Mabel Melrose, though?
Well, don't you see, Lum? We'll put on a big public wedding. Make everybody buy war bonds to get in and see it. You know good and well that there ain't a soul in town that would want to miss that wedding here.
Granny, I'm half a mind to whop you right on top of the head.
Well, don't you want to sell war bonds?
Why, sure I do.
And ain't we the co-chairmen of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff supposed to study up stuff like this?
Listen, Abner, I'm as patriotic as anybody else, even more so. But this is just going too far.
Huh?
How would you like to have me marry you off to some stranger?
I'm already married, old Long.
I know, but if you wasn't, how would you like to have me put you up on a platform in front of a whole batch of people?
Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpappy Spears up out there.
Well, let him come. How'd you like to get married to some great big fat woman you never even saw before?
Come in, Grandpa.
Well, howdy.
How are you today?
Well, go first rate, I reckon. When you getting married, Lom?
For goodness sakes, Grandpap, you're as bad as the women folks in this town. That's all I hear. When you getting married? When's the wedding going to be?
Well, when is it?
Well, the date ain't been set yet, Grandpap. But I got a good idea if that Lom will agree to it.
Abner, don't bring that up again.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's just see what Grandpap thinks of it. Because he's our war-saving assistant, you know.
Yeah, what is the idea, Abner?
Well, here it is. We're going to put on a big public wedding for Lom and Miss Melrose.
We ain't going to do no
yes,
such a thing.
Yes, we are, and charge war bonds for admission.
Well, that's a good idea,
Why,
Abner.
Of course it
yes,
is.
Yes, sir. That's a pigeon-toed good idea if I ever heard
yeah,
one.
You hear that, Lom?
Everybody in town come to that.
Sure they would. Pack the house.
Yeah, keep on calling her the mystery woman. Oh, my goodness, I could sell a mess of war bonds for that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we'll put a mask on her like the Lone Ranger. That'll make everybody more curious than ever.
Sure it will. Put a pigeon-toed mask on
her. Yeah,
that's the thing to do.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you another thing. We can have a big unmasking at the wedding.
Yeah. I got a better idea.
Huh?
Don't unmask her unless somebody at the wedding buys a $100 bond outright.
Yeah, that's a good, a $500 bond.
Or a $1,000.
That's the way to sell them.
Maybe we can auction off the mask.
Huh?
Give it to the highest bond buyer. Make this a giant mystery wedding and auction.
Doggie, that's a good idea, Grandpap. Instead of the bride throwing her bouquet for somebody to catch, why, we can auction that off, too.
Why, sure, and instead of letting the folks come up and kiss the bride and groom, why, we just auction off them kisses, too.
Okay, that's our best idea. That we can get the circuit rider from over at Odin to come over here and do the marrying, and then you can do the auction after the marrying's over, Grandpa.
Sure I can. I'm the best pigeon-toed auctioneer there is around here.
Aye, doggies, we'll sell more bonds than Mr. Morgenthau's can print up, you know.
Oh, are you?
I'm glad we got to talking about it.
Yeah, he'll have to get himself an extra printing press. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, yes. Aye, doggies, good for us, Grandpa.
All right. Are you two geniuses done daydreaming now?
Huh?
That idea is something wonderful.
Well, I'm proud you like it, Long.
And now that you've might nigh knocked yourselves out getting it, why, you can just forget it.
Forget it?
Yes, sir, because there ain't going to be no mystery wedding or no other kind, either. You understand that?
Well, now, wait a minute, Lom. We got this all planned now.
Now,
just a second.
Let me ask you a question that you ain't answered yet.
Huh?
If you and Grandpap was bachelors, how would you like it if I married you fellers off?
Married me and Grandpap? Well, Lomie, I wouldn't want him for a wife.
Oh, for goodness sakes, no, Lom. That's a silly idea. I can't even cook.
Why, no.
I don't mean marry you to one another. I'm talking
well,
about...
Well, I don't know how else you can marry us, Lom. No, I don't think that idea work at all, Lom. No, just forget it.
No, that's no good, Lom.
No.
Try it again. Rack them up and shoot them over again.
Yeah, that's no good.
No good at all. All right, it's way on or better than that,
Why, of course it is, Lom. We'll sell more bonds than you'll know what to do with
that. Now, if we can just get hold of this pigeon-toed Melrose woman and get her to start wearing that knock-kneed mask right away, we'll drum up awful lot of curiosity around town in this wedding.
Why, sure we can. Everybody be talking about it. Aye, doggies, wait a minute. I believe we got some masks left over from last Halloween. They never sold good at all last year. We got some around
well,
here.
Well, trot them out.
Yes, see, now, I believe we stored them things back there in the feed room. Come on, Grandpap, let's go.
Abner, come back here.
I'll be back in just a minute. Hurry up, man.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Reckon me and you ought to wear a mask, too, Grandpa.
For goodness sakes, if that ain't enough to make a man start raving mad crazy, I don't know.
Good morning, Long. Good morning.
Oh, howdy, Squire. I never seen you coming in.
Yes, I just came over to talk to you, Long.
Grannies, am I glad to see you.
I don't know
what I've been through.
Yes, well, I can imagine, Long, the anguish and uncertainty of it all and everything.
Did you manage to get hold of Miss Melrose?
Yes, I did, Long. I had quite a talk with her this morning, and I had her come over there to my office. We sat down and had a talk.
Good for you. What did she say?
To be honest, Long, she's quite a determined woman.
She is, huh?
Yes, and she found out quite a bit about you, too.
Oh.
And thinks that you're quite an eligible bachelor, Lom, a businessman, and a social position here in town, all that, you know.
Well, naturally.
And, in fact, to be honest, Lom, I believe that she's quite set on becoming Mrs. Edwards.
Oh, granny, I was afraid of that.
And, what's more, Lom, I'm afraid she has a pretty strong case against you if you decide not to go through with the wedding. This contest was run in good faith, and she won it fair and square. And I'm afraid that any court would uphold her in that, Lom.
Oh, me.
However, with a good deal of well-chosen words and clever maneuvering on my part, I think that I've just about talked her out of the marriage.
You have?
Yes, she'll leave town immediately.
Well, good.
If you pay her a settlement.
Oh.
She wanted quite a lot of money at first, Lum, but I managed to talk her down to...
Well, good.
To $1,000.
$1,000?
Yes, and she wants a definite answer by tomorrow, too, Lum.
Tomorrow?
Yes, that's what she said.
Granny Squire, I ain't going to marry that woman, but I can't raise no $1,000 by tomorrow, I'll tell you that
right. This is the only mask we can find. Do you think it'll be all right? It's a goat mask, got the face of a goat on it, see here?
Goat, huh?
Yeah, you reckon that'll do?
Yeah, that'll do fine.
Oh, well, good. Well, come on, Grandpap, we'll take it right over to Miss Melrose right
now. Wait a minute. Don't take it to her. That's for me.
For you?
Yes, sir. I'll put it on right now.
How?
As long as I'm going to be a goat, I might as well look like one, too.